It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folks who got relatives here, many of you whose relatives did the same thing, who are, you're here, their relatives probably aren't.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
That's kind of a reference to maybe next January. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. The MikeO'MaraShow.com is up and running. I'm already in the instant forum here.
People have already entered.
Oh, we've got lots of people that have a lot to say. You know, we talk about it on the show. Now you can add your comments to the mix. This is the first time I've decided to dive in and take a look.
Oh.
Death Talk.
Be afraid.
This comes to us. I guess that's the name of the person. Beth Ann? Question for you. When somebody wants to name themselves, I guess they're like their name would be Pancakes, and he writes, "Who wants some?"
No,
another
I think
person,
it would have to be that would be the title, because you see how I'm talking.
Oh, the
you
title,
put in the
okay.
Title,
but is that the person's title or the title of their topic?
I think
it could be either. It could be their title. All right. Pancakes wants to know who wants some. Death Talk wants to know. Rob buried in a white suit. That's only fitting for a Kentucky colonel.
Yes, sir. Yes.
For the website, Silly, how about a picture of Katie?
There is
everybody
a ground
wants that.
Swell of
another
support.
Person writes, nice new website. Congrats on the new site. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Drunk Radio, yes, please. We get that message. Rooster Balls, where is the recipe for Rooster Balls? Maybe we'll have Joe put his recipe up there since that was very popular.
We should.
For Friday Happy Hour, I listened to you during my drive home, but Friday night I had to listen once I got home and continued listening until after 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Great show. Also, another writes, you got to say this.
Post.
At least it's
thanks,
not
Rob.
Purple. And maybe he's talking about your suit. web presence, woot, I'm not sure. Hog picks, Rob, baggy jeans and Hawaiian shirts do not make you look thinner.
How do you think?
I disagree.
Day. And Rob Summer, somebody writes,
I'm going to start dieting on the 9th of this very month.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard that Rob will be spending some of this summer vacationing in Mississippi.
That is true.
What?
But where? Tupelo State?
No, Lexington.
Vicksburg, Stat, Jackson, Stat.
I'm waiting for Lexington, but I want to wait till August when it's nice and cool.
That's right.
Maybe just Biloxi, Stat. All right. Friday show, best show in years, do it again soon. Well, wow. If you listened earlier, we're planning on that. The Vodka Show, all the vodka in the world, amazingly funny show, great stick. These are all comments from last week. And pregame crooner O'Mara, Mike, you're a great singer. Who know when will you do it again? I think went to the game, you know, did a Major League Baseball game. Right. I climbed the mountain. That's I've reached that pinnacle. I don't want to do it again.
I thought certain that that was a reference. I thought you sang it on Friday night. On
I
the
might
show.
Have done that too. Who knows?
You are a good singer, though.
Mm-hmm. Keep It Upright. I listened to WJFK on my way to work, during work, and on my way home. I love the crossovers, having the Junkies, Oscar and Chad Dukes on your show, and vice versa. And that's it. And lots of good stuff. So keep them coming. You go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you can give us instant feedback like that.
Yeah.
You'll see all our photos. Also, you can read the buzz and download our podcasts. And if you are one of the first 10,000 people to register, you will qualify to win $500 and a Nintendo Wii system.
Wii.
So let me get out of that. I minimize that.
Wii.
And without further ado, do we have any scary music? Rob?
Yes, we do.
Perfect.
Let's talk to this gentleman. If we want to talk UFOs right now, I have one theory when we're talking about UFOs.
Just one?
Yes. The main theory, okay. And that is, you've heard it before, this is mm-hmm. nothing trailblazing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it would be extraordinarily arrogant for us to think that we are alone in the universe.
I like that arrogance.
That's it. And, you know,
he embraces
well,
it.
Maybe you can, you know, argue with Stan, but we've got Stan Romanek on the line. Stan!
Yes, sir.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good to have you on the show. I know you've been getting a lot of press lately, which is kind of surprising since this videotape you made was in 2003. Stan, I think you heard what I said, that I think it'd be very arrogant for us to think we're alone on this planet. But I will ask you right off the bat,
sure.
Stan, how come there are never any really good pictures of aliens? I include your videotape, you know, which is just this grainy little thing
yeah.
where you see it. And I just don't understand why, after all these years, if we are being visited, mm-hmm. why we don't have anything that's just perfect, crystal clear, irrefutable. Can you
there
answer
actually
that?
Actually, there's tons of videos and tons of photographs that are beautiful.
How come we don't see them in the mainstream?
You know, there's a... Honestly, I don't know. I mean, why doesn't the media report this? You know, I couldn't tell you. I can tell you that I'm in the same opinion as you. I mean, there's over, they've estimated over 100 million planetary systems in our galaxy alone, and then now they've realized that there's probably over 200 million galaxies. To think we're alone is just pretty ludicrous.
You know, and Stan, one of the things really, and this is just on size, when you're talking about measuring the size of the Earth compared to other planets within our solar system, we're tiny. I mean, we're just a little, we're just a blip. We're the best.
We are the best planet.
You have, Rob, so you're telling me you have absolutely no belief that, that there's extraterrestrial life.
I don't believe in it.
Like, so we're the only people in the universe?
And the best, therefore.
What a fat head.
Stan, all right. Just for fun, how old
are
you?
What a mallet head I work
with. I'm 45.
You're 45. What do you do for a living?
I fix computers.
Okay.
Now, what do you? What is that tone?
That is okay.
Show a little respect here.
I mean, okay.
Stan, I know that you have had many, many experiences that are documented. Why do you think you have had these, Stan? And were you skeptical at the beginning? And how many total experiences have you had with extraterrestrial life?
You know, at the very beginning, I was so skeptical. In fact, I was almost violent to the people that would come up to me and say they've seen UFOs or ghosts. I would make fun of them.
Now,
I don't have a choice, and it's actually taken me, it took me up to 4 years to come to terms with it. Why, even now, after all these many years, I don't really have an answer for you.
Yeah, and here I am saying that I do think it would be arrogant, but Stan, I'm just like every other cynic. You know, I'm really with you when it comes to even sightings and things like that. But as soon as I hear you say, I've been abducted.
Well, you know, I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people that have been abducted. What? There's actually a lot of famous people that have been abducted.
Well, I've seen the movie about the one with James Earl Jones and Estelle Parsons where they were up in New Hampshire. I've seen Communion. I thought that was an interesting. And what amazes me about all this is you have that same general shape of the alien's head. Is that, you know, are these one group of aliens that keep popping down to visit us?
Well, if you listen to, I don't know if you heard about the Vatican just recently coming out a week or so ago talking about aliens.
Yes, we talked about that.
They seem to think that there's multiple types. I also seem to think there are multiple types. What's interesting about what's happened to me, most of the stuff that's happening to me, especially lately, seems to happen when there's a lot of people around. So it takes some of the pressure off me to have to come up with answers to what's going on.
Okay, so you say it's – let's talk specifically about abduction.
Sure.
Were there people around when that happened to you?
Yeah.
And so people witnessed this – you know, I think – what's the movie where the guy has the bright light come down and they're up like in the mountains and
– The Travis Walton story.
Yes, the Travis Walton story. Pretty credible story, actually.
Yeah.
You know, where he's taken into this ship and he's poked and he's prodded. You believe all that kind of stuff, experiments were done to you and
absolutely,
all that?
Absolutely. Absolutely 100% believe. In fact, talking to, you know, I only met Travis Walton, I think, once, and he said the movie wasn't the way it really happened at all. You know, they Hollywoodized it, which they normally do when it comes to big movies.
Sure.
But yes, and it's pretty typical, the stuff that I've gone through. Now, it's interesting. When my first abduction experience, I was completely awake, and you always hear these specialists that come on TV that talk about, oh, you have sleep paralysis. I was awake. I remember everything.
How long ago was your abduction, your first abduction?
My first abduction was, geez, let me see here. It was probably September 20th or September 21st, 2001.
Oh, so not that long ago.
No, 2001.
So this is actually more recent than the Travis movie that we were talking about before.
A couple of weeks after 9/11.
All right,
how
do
you
say.
All right, look, I saw you on Larry King, and that's really, frankly, why we booked you, because we saw that you know, that this thing was you know, was serious enough to get some people on. The guy that was from the film company who analyzed that said this would be an extremely expensive undertaking for you to you know, to put forth a hoax with this alien outside the window. Tell me about this 2003 videotape, and then after that, I want to see if anything else has happened of any significance since 2003, including the most recent. So tell us about this videotape and how it came about.
Well, I believe it or not, I met my wife online, fell in love, got married a few years later, and I moved to Nebraska from Colorado to be with her. And this was in Nebraska.
Rural part of Nebraska? Obviously, there's a lot of rural Nebraska.
Kearney, Nebraska.
What's that?
Kearney, Nebraska.
Kearney, okay.
Oh, yeah.
University of Nebraska is right there.
Right.
All right, so, I mean, but when I ask you this, I mean, are you out in the middle of a farm area or are you in a
small
town?
I'm actually in the middle of a town, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I had young twin teenage daughters. They're older now. And I'd get up in the evening when it was dark and I had my windows open, and let's say I went to the kitchen to get something to eat, I'd pass by an open window or window with the shades open, and I'd notice some movement in the side of the window, and I'm thinking, oh my God, we have a peeping Tom. Mm-hmm. And it happened a couple times, and you know, every time I ran outside, nothing was there. So eventually I talked to one of the scientists and actually one of the researchers involved in my case, because I had a lot of things going on even before then. And he said, well, if you're afraid you have, and I called the police, and he said, well, if you're afraid you have a peeping Tom and you want to catch him, next time you see this head pop up or whatever out of the corner of your eye, quickly set up your video camera, put it on night shot, walk away and turn off all the lights and pretend you're going to bed. Well, that's exactly what I did. And instead of going to bed, I actually went to the bathroom. And when I was in the bathroom, I saw two extremely bright flashes of light. And I came out of the bathroom to see what was going on, and I saw this head duck down. I'm thinking, yes, I caught this guy on camera, and I'm going to call the cops, and he's going to get busted. And when I looked out the window, I saw this thing running towards the backyard. It was a full moon, and it looked back at me, and the way it ran, first of all, was just...
Rob, stop laughing over there.
I'm sorry.
We've got the ultimate cynic over there. I'm riveted by the story.
I just can't imagine an alien running.
Okay.
They never run in movies.
All right. They float, right?
They float.
Right. Will you shut up, Rob? I want to hear the end of this story.
I'm listening.
Go ahead, Stan. I'm with you.
Well, the way it ran was really bizarre. I've never seen anything like it. And then it looked back at me, and its eyes were not normal. And you can actually see in the video my reaction, and it scares. My wife thinks it's hilarious the way I react, because I dance like a little girl and jump around.
Because you're excited because you believe in aliens, right?
No, I was terrified.
Oh, you were terrified of it?
Yeah.
All right, now let me. Now, you present this, and the thing is, but you've had other experiences.
Yeah.
See, that to me, do people question your credibility when you come up with something like this because you've been there so many times before?
Well, no. Honestly, I've not had to worry about that really too bad, just because, like I said before, the difference about my case, according to the scientists, and I have some of the top scientists in the universities involved with my case, according to them, you know, most of the stuff that happens, there's always tons of people around.
How come we haven't seen this made public yet? I saw the answer on Larry King was something like they're still analyzing it. This was made in 2003. How long is this how long is this analysis going to go on?
Well, unfortunately, as long as it takes, most of this stuff has been funded by the researchers themselves. Nobody wants to give you money for this, so you have to do everything yourself. And the scientists are doing it on their own time.
You showed it to a certain group of journalists, right? And I saw the one journalist, was it the Denver journalist, who was a little skeptical of this type of thing. But he wasn't coming out completely and saying that he was 100% sure this was a hoax. I'm just dying to know. I mean, with this right now, while the iron's hot, why not release this? Why not have a TV special on?
Exactly. I know.
Well, that's what we're working on. But here's the thing. We don't, I mean,
can I have a taste of that? I'll produce it for you.
With we've got a documentary filmmaker that has been, he's now a friend of the family's. He's been hanging out with us so much. He's actually experienced stuff while he's been here. And so,
will you, Stan, will you take phone calls? A lot of people seem to want to talk to you.
You bet.
If you'd like to talk to Stan Romanek about aliens or UFOs, 877-365-3636.
And, Stan, the stereotypical alien-shaped head that Mike was asking you about, does that match the guy on your video?
It kind of does, but doesn't. To be honest with you, the things that I've seen don't look exactly like Hollywood has it portrayed.
Now, Stan, I know that I was skeptical. I still am skeptical, but I do have a question.
Sure.
You said you used to be a non-believer. You used to be very, very adamant in not believing. Then you were abducted, and now aliens are looking in your window. Is there something in your gut that tells you they're targeting you or why they're drawn to you?
Yeah, good question. I wanted to ask you the same thing. You think they're targeting you, Stan?
Well, put it this way. One of the incidents we had, I had some business in Pennsylvania, and we were literally followed through 2.5 states by a rather large UFO, and I've got it on video. So,
well, I mean, here's the thing. You've got it on video. I guess you can find some of this stuff on the Internet. What is the most – I'll ask you this. I mean, it doesn't even have to be your stuff. What, in your opinion, is the most credible photographic evidence of alien life or extraterrestrial life that's available to us on the Internet right now?
On the Internet, what's the most credible?
Yeah, what is something that I could go to where I'd see something and go, oh, my God, yeah. That's pretty compelling.
Something that could sway me.
You know, right. I don't really go on the Internet and look for that stuff too much anymore. But as far as – now, the researchers put up a website for my stuff. And if you go under what's new, there's some really neat pictures that were just taken of what they call a shadow person. They don't really know what it is. Some of the scientists and physicists think it's something that – it's cloaking itself or knows how to bend light, but it's pretty amazing stuff.
All right, let's get some questions on for Stan before we have to run here. Matt from Bowie, you're on with Stan Romanek.
My phone is about to go out, so I'm going to ask this question real quick. With the billion amounts of stars that are out there, how could any alien being possibly even find the Earth, much less focus on this guy time and time again?
All right. What do you have to say to that, Stan?
Stan?
Oh, I think we lost Stan.
Oh, no.
I believe we lost
Stan.
Hope he's
not been inducted again.
I forgot to. Let's get Stan back on the line here. That's a valid question as far as that. I didn't lock Stan, and we'll get him back on the line.
I can answer it.
Yes, go ahead.
He has the magic crystal.
He does. Here's what I'd like to know.
And
when we get Stan back on the line, I think we got him right here. When we get him back on the line, I want to see this video,
sure.
Because what were the comments they made? It appeared to be organic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So when they say that means the shape of the head and the way it moved appeared to be a real
not a
creature.
Puppet, not a machine.
But you know, also when you're talking
not a
about
grocery bag,
you know, when you're talking about with some of the things you see nowadays in the
right,
movies,
right.
Be pretty good to make a credible UFO. I'm
it's
not
good
sure
stuff
we can
available
do that.
For special effects.
Bethann, can you give me an update? Because I'll go to break if we can't get this guy back on the line. Until then, I'll answer people's UFO questions.
Good. You'll entertain questions.
Yes, Ross, UFO Hotline, Mike O'Mara here.
I was just wondering, I'm from Lincoln, so I'm kind of familiar with the Kearney area.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And I was just wondering if maybe...
Kearney, not Kearney.
No, it's Kearney. But I was just wondering if maybe this occurred...
Interesting name for a town where this is happening. You know, Kearney
exactly.
And all. Very strange.
If you've ever been there, you understand, but... But my question is, I was just wondering if...
Hold
if
on, I think we've got him back.
You may get to ask
is that him, Bethann, on line number 8? Just use the headphones. You can tell me. Or not.
Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't.
All right, let's see. Well, now they seem to be talking to him. Uh-huh. Something seems to be happening very mysterious.
Can we listen?
All right, Ross, go ahead.
I'm just wondering if maybe this sighting occurred around... Maybe shift change from like a local meatpacking plant. Maybe his last name was Martinez or something like that. Just 400.
Oh, I see. You're doing a bit.
Personally. Oh, a little steak. That was worth the wait. I like it when it's so dry that we can't even drink the martini.
Yeah, it was Martinez.
That's a lot of fun. Let's go to Barry in Kansas. Barry, you're on the Mike
from
O'Mara
Planet
Show.
Martinez.
Yeah.
Hi, Barry.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Mike and
I'm
crew?
I'm doing great.
Listen, does this guy know he's a moron?
No, that's not nice.
No, well, I'm
but
sorry.
The answer is no.
I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, they're telling me that his number is busy. You
we're
know what I'm going
to
do?
Him, but...
What I'm going to do is we're going to take a break.
I think that's
hopefully
fine.
We can get him back on the line. Everybody hold on because we're going to have your questions for Stan Romanek. If we can get him back on the line, mm-hmm. We will talk to him and you can say whatever you need to say.
Yeah.
Whether ye be a believer or not, we'll come back with more on this very briefly and your calls on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.